This is Healthy Children with Melanie Cole and expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
Setting up the nursery is such an exciting time. You pick out your themes and colors and get new furniture. And, you know, you want that to be the warmest, coziest, most comfortable room in the house. But what do you actually need in the nursery to give your baby the safest and healthiest? It's a little different now than it used to be with bumpers and blankets and things in the crib. And we're talking today with Dr. Corinne Cross. She is fan favorite here at Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. So, Dr. Cross, what do we need in the nursery and what should we skip buying?
So, obviously, you need a place to sleep, a safe place to sleep. So, we usually start with thinking about our crib. And this can be like one of those smaller cribs that they start in and they move to the bigger crib, or you can just put them in the bigger crib. What you want to make sure is, you know, in the beginning, you're allowed to have, if you have an adjustable crib, you're allowed to have the mattress at the highest point. But if you do start at the highest point, you have to make sure that as the child gets bigger and is able to sit up or able to stand, that you're going to move that mattress down. But right in the beginning, you're allowed to have that crib mattress up at that highest level. What you want to make sure is that you're not putting those pretty bumpers. And everybody loves to get the entire sleep set. And the good news is that you don't need to spend that much money, because you're not going to be able to use the bumper. You're not going to be able to use the blanket. So you're better off just getting a really pretty fitted sheet that you like and sticking with that. So you want to have a tight fitting sheet that fits firmly over your mattress. And that's really all you want in that crib. So when you look at the crib, it should be mattress, sheet, baby. That's it. And obviously the baby's sleeping on his or her back. You don't want pillows. You don't want toys, nothing else in the crib, which makes life really easy. So if you want to spend your money or your time decorating outside the crib, that's great. But just mattress, sheet, baby. That's all we want inside that crib.
Well, sure. Okay. So that's the new thinking. And so it does save some money there. And then I like those cribs that can transfer as they, you know, as the child gets older and then even become a little toddler bed. That's pretty cool. And rocking chair, someplace to sit in the night when you're feeding
Absolutely.
The baby.
Right. So you want to make sure that you're thinking about all of your needs, right? So you want your crib. You want someplace to sit when the baby wakes up and you're there and you're like, oh my gosh, please go back to sleep. You want a nice place that you can sit down. So some sort of rocking chair, some people get a glider, whatever it is, you want to make sure that you're not sleeping in that chair or couch or whatever it is that you put in there with the baby. That's not safe. You want to make sure that you do what you need to do, feed the baby, nurse the baby, whatever it is, and put them back. The other thing you want to think about is a changing table. So you want to make sure that when you're thinking about your changing table, even though your baby doesn't move very much now, they will. So you don't want to think, okay, I'm going to put the changing table here and the garbage is over there. Because when you have that really disgusting diaper, you're going to want to get in the garbage or in a baggie as quickly as possible. So you want to set that up so that you can take that stinky diaper and either tie it up in a little baggie or toss it in the trash without taking your hand off your baby. You want to always make sure those changers come with safety belts, but they're not reliable. You need to have an arm on that baby or a hand on that baby all the time. So you want to think about, can I reach my wipes? Can I reach my diapers? And in the beginning, you don't even use wipes. So often I tell parents, just put the changing pad or whatever it is you're using, if you have the room, right in the bathroom next to the sink, because that's the easiest way to sort of clean up when all you're supposed to use is water. As you get along, when you can use the wipes, then you can set it up in a little bit of a better situation in the room. Now, we want to make sure that you're not using baby powder or even cornstarch, because all these particles can be inhaled in children's lungs, and we definitely don't want to be inhaling talc. And some people use cornstarch instead, but that too can irritate the lungs. So we want to make sure we're really not putting that on the baby. If they're starting to feel kind of like they're getting a diaper rash, but they're not there yet, just let them air out a little bit before you put the next diaper on. And if you need to, you use those over-the-counter creams or ointments or even petroleum jelly to sort of stave off that diaper rash. But we really don't want you using powders.
Well, it's so smart. Okay, so first of all, we're not using talc anymore, no cornstarch, because you can inhale, the baby can inhale it. It's just, they're so little and it's just right there, blows all over the place. Being able to reach everything, because my husband did drop the baby once. He just turned around for 1 second and Clayton rolled off the changing table. I mean, we both freaked out, and of course he was okay and we were lucky, but you're right. That happens in the blink of an eye oh so quickly. So you need everything within good reach.
Yeah, now, sometimes you don't even know that they can move, and all of a sudden that's when they show you.
Oh my gosh, no kidding. You think they're just going to lay there like a little meatloaf, and all of a sudden they've just flipped themselves right off that changing table. Now, people like to put in lights and whirly things and white noise and all of these other kinds of things? And what do you recommend when parents come to you and say, I need something in the room, a fan, a something?
Right. So we want to make sure when you think about all those things you plug in that we don't have any electrical cords exposed. So kids, when they start crawling around, you might leave them in their room. They start chewing on a cord. That's bad. So we want to make sure that if you are going to be plugging things in the room, that the cords are exposed, and then whatever outlets you aren't using have outlet covers on them, right? That's really common sense. We also want to make sure, while we're talking about cords, I'm just going to talk about the cords on the windows. So you want to make sure if you have blinds that they're better if they're cordless. And if you do have ropes or things hanging down, you have to tie those up, tack them up high where nobody can strangle themselves. So you don't want loops hanging down. So you have to think about that. Like, if my baby is alone in this room, could they strangle themselves? Because you think you're going to be able to watch all the time, but there's going to be a second where you go to run and answer the phone or whatever, and you leave the baby crawling on the floor, and you want to come back to a healthy baby. So you want to think about that, and you want to think about making sure that, you know, also all of the furniture is anti-tip, because eventually your child is going to want that book that's on the third shelf and decide to climb up the bookcase, and you want to make sure that bookcase doesn't fall over on top of them. So you want to think about those things. And then when you talk about sound machines, some people like the white noise. Some people like a nightlight. I would say the less that you can do so that you can make sure that your baby can sleep anywhere is better. But a little bit of white noise, a fan has actually been shown to reduce SIDS, so that's a good thing to have. And then I do think having some sort of low light that you can turn on when the baby cries in the middle of the night is great, because you don't want to be going in there and turning the light on full force, because you're just going to wake your baby up. So my advice to new parents is, when your baby cries in the middle of the night, try to keep the light as low as possible, stimulate them as little as possible. If they're not really wet, you don't need to change that diaper. Just, you know, you want them to go back to bed as quickly as possible. You don't want them to think that this is, you know, time to play.
Yeah, no little parties in the middle of the night. And that's what I was just saying about the baby that I'm going to be babysitting for, is telling my daughter we're not going to throw her a little party when she wakes up in the middle of the night. We're going to soothe her back to sleep, maybe give her a little bit of a drink of water or some breast milk if we, you know, if she really is hungry. But, you know, you just have to really think about all of those things. So now, what else haven't we talked about? We've talked about the crib and the changing table.
Yeah,
and some. Oh, what about a carbon monoxide detector? Do you put one of those in there?
I think having a carbon monoxide detector in your home is important. Usually they say one on every floor. Also, a smoke alarm is something you should think about having outside the room. So you do want to think about, you know, now you have another little life to protect, that if there is an emergency, do you know, you know, where your fire extinguishers are? Do you have a smoke alarm? Do you have a carbon monoxide detector? You know, we're sort of getting at the end of winter, but, you know, of course we don't want space heaters or things that are prone to causing fires anywhere near the baby. Or really in anybody's room. And then also just think about the windows. Like, can you get out of this window if you need to? And also, are there window guards? Are there something to make sure that if the child is able to open the window later on as they get bigger, that they're not going to hurt themselves? So you really want to just think down the line, and this is when you have the time to really look around, baby-proof the most you can, because you should have a safe place for your child so that if you do have to leave them for a second, you know, okay, this is a pretty safe room. Nothing's going to fall on them. There's no cords. I can let them do their tummy time. And so, you know, you want to make sure that you have that in your home. And, you know, a nice blanket that you can throw on the floor for tummy time would be great. Maybe a pacifier, that you have that. We've learned that pacifiers use decreases SIDS. So just, you don't need to really go all out to make a nursery. There's not a lot that they need. But, you know, as long as you're making it safe, you're going to be good.
That is absolutely great advice. Crawl around, pretend you're a little tiny child, see what you can get into, make that room cozy, comfortable, warm, and safe, most importantly safe. And then enjoy your new little baby, because that room is going to be one of the most special rooms in your house and in your memories. So it is all about safety. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Stay well.